You are listening to Give Grief a Chance, and I'm your host and advanced grief recovery specialist, Diane Morgan. And these podcasts are all about bringing grief awareness out into the world, because even today, my friends, grief is hidden and it's tucked away. So come along and join me on this journey. Let's start to bring grief out into the open. And maybe you'll be brave enough to give your grief a voice. This is episode 160. Hello to all of my lovely podcast listeners and welcome to this week's episode. I hope that you're all doing really well. And as always, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who takes the time to listen to these podcasts. Now, before we get going, I'd like to just quickly tell you about my new journal, which is called Giving Grief a Voice. It's very exciting. Now, as many of you know, grief can be a hard thing to talk about, but journaling can help you to process your thoughts and emotions, and you know, it can even help you to figure out what your new life will look like. So if you or someone you know are grieving, this is a beautiful gift and you can find it on Amazon. Alrighty then. So this week I'm going to be talking about truth or lies about how you feel. Now let's be honest. No one likes to be lied to, but I'll bet at some point in your life, you've lied about your painful feelings following a loss. I mean, have you ever told someone that you're fine when really nothing could be further from the truth because deep down you're heartbroken and shattered? Now, sadly, most of us have been given a lot of misinformation surrounding grief and loss and processing our painful and sad or negative emotions. We've learned to not show or talk about how we're feeling. And so what do? We try to bury or numb them under food, alcohol or drugs. We even try to avoid them with video games, binge watching TV, shopping or overworking. But the bottom line is, we've been taught how to lie about how we really feel. I mean, after all, we don't want to burden others or bring them down with our painful feelings. But you know, over time, we become pretty darn good at lying, so much so that we never give it a second thought. Now, I look at saying, I'm fine, as feelings inside, not expressed. And every time we say those words, when we're not really fine, then we're lying to others and we're lying to ourselves. You see, your subconscious mind hears everything. It's always working behind the scenes, keeping you alive, listening to what you're thinking and saying, and absorbing everything around you. Your subconscious mind is a place where all of your memories live, a place where your habits and behaviours are stored. Your subconscious mind is like a garden in which seeds germinate and grow. Therefore, you either get flowers or weeds in the garden of life. So every time you lie and say I'm fine to someone, your subconscious mind hears the lies and continues to bury those feelings caused by a loss. And so the pile begins to grow, because losses that are never dealt with will create unresolved grief. And unresolved losses are cumulative and cumulatively negative. So dragging around unresolved grief drains your energy. It can affect your relationships, your work, and eventually your health. And you won't stand a chance to fully function in life. because there will always be feelings of incompleteness with your past, which in turn will diminish your hopes for the future. You see, time doesn't heal the pain caused by loss, and neither does lying about your feelings. All you're doing is lying to your subconscious mind and telling it that there's nothing wrong. And you know, if you don't deal with your loss, if you don't take action, you'll end up feeling trapped and never truly being able to find happiness and joy again. Let's think about the lies that maybe you were told, or you might even still hear around grief and loss. You know, many grievers often hear things like, "Don't worry, in time you'll get over it and move on." But the truth is, we don't get over it. We move forward and learn to walk alongside our grief. And then, when someone dies, we'll hear people say things like, "He's passed, we've lost him, or they've transitioned." Why are we so afraid to say the words dead, death, or died? And how many times have you heard someone say something like, "They're in a better place now"? Says who? Probably not the person who's grieving. For them, the best place for their loved one to be would be alive and well. And you know, many professionals are taught about the five stages of grief, and grievers are often given the book by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. But that book was written as she listened to and observed people who were living with terminal illness. It was never intended to be used as a tool to move through grief. And it's not a correct or helpful basis for dealing with the conflicted feelings caused by a loss. You see, what happens is many people feel that if they're not going through those stages of grief, then they must be doing something wrong. But remember, there is no step-by-step process. Your grief is your own, and you will move through it in your own way. Sadly, many of us are filled up with so much misinformation. And so many people believe that if they ignore their pain, it will go away. But emotional pain does not go away, and we cannot ignore it. The pain of a loss can stir up many emotions, and so it's important not to bottle them up inside. Otherwise, it could lead to other ways of coping, like I said earlier, turning to substances to numb the pain. So give yourself permission to grieve. It can be the first step to healing. You know, I know that death is difficult, painful, and awkward to discuss, but unfortunately, such reluctance can leave us to rely on old ideas on how to deal with whatever crisis confronts us. And that makes it even harder for us to grieve, because most of what we've learned about dealing with grief are lies, misinformation that is not helpful. So validate your feelings, because you have the right to feel the way you do. Emotions are normal and natural response to loss. And even if others do not understand your feelings or fail to empathize with you, the most important thing for you is to empathize with yourself. So give yourself permission to naturally process the loss that you've experienced. After all, grief is messy, and you never know exactly where it'll take you. But think about being honest and open with yourself and others. I know it can be really hard to tell the truth about your fears and pain, but in doing so, you set an example for your family and friends to do the same. And you know what? It's empowering. So next time someone asks, "How are you doing?" why not be honest with them and tell them, "Actually, I'm having a tough day, but thanks for asking. That way you're not asking them for their advice or help. You're just being emotionally honest. I don't know about you, but you can usually tell when someone's lying. So why not forget about all of the misinformation that you might have heard or that you've been given and start by being honest with yourself and know that it's okay to be truthful about your feelings. Okay, you lovely people, that is it for this week's podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it and that it was helpful for you. If you'd like to find out more about my services and programs, then please visit my website, Give Grief a Chance. There you can drop me an email, you can ask a question, or you can actually share your story via a voice message and I'll be happy to play it on the podcast. And remember my journal. You can find it on Amazon. It's called Giving Grief a Voice Journal. While you're over on my website, you could check out my free gifts. There's a great guided meditation to help you sleep, a grief recovery ebook with 61 tips on the experience of grief and how to move through it, plus my fillable grief worksheet. So please feel free to use them. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please rate it, like it and share it. And if you feel like it, come and join me on Instagram at Give Grief a Chance Coach. And last but not least, I'd like to invite any women who might be struggling with their grief to come and join us in a safe and nurturing group on Facebook. It's called Life After Loss with Diane Morgan. And I would be honoured if you would come and join us and give your grief a voice. Okay, my friends, take good care and have a wonderful week.